seen many, many times before. So why don't we have Shimmy do the honors for us? Go ahead, Shimmy.
Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shnei Dvarim Einam Bershusa Shel Adam, Yasana Kaso Ki Ilu Bershusa Ve'ilu Hein, Bor Bershusa Rabban V'chom Eitz Mishe Shel Salamala.
Rashi?
Dva Bershusa Hu, Einu Shelo. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Bet Dvarim Einam Shelo, Ve'asana Kaso Ki Ilu Hein Bershusa, Leschayev Elehen. Bor Bershusa Rabban, Haposcho Chayev, Bin Zikin, Vein Abor, Shalo, Ella, Shahafkar, Shari, Bersha, Sarabim, who, Bathalpi, Shakurahu, and Shakurahu, and Shasarabim, Kunuyalo.
Okay, very good. So we have this Gemara, the Gemara that we've gone over many times, Linchpin Gemara. And you may wonder, you know, why are we starting here? You know, obviously, this does address the issue of Bali Ra, Bali Matzeh. But there's obviously Yesh Devarim Bego. So what am I really fascinated by here in terms of the Gemara's, and especially Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara? Noam Barinholtz, go ahead. Okay, so we are going to get to that. We are going to get to that, but, you know, Nisar Hana. So... But what's the main point of interest here? Just, you know, without looking any further, I'm just scanning. So what's the main scene here? I'll just start to highlight and you'll pick up on it right away. Okay, so what am I really interested in? Rami?
Rishusa?
Yeah, so obviously the Gemara speaks in terms of Rishus. Shnei dvarim einan b'rishuso shel adam, v'asan ha-kasov kilu b'rishuso, as Rashi says, the kinyan iser, l'hischayiv alayin, ve'elu hein, bor b'rishus harabim, v'chametz mishesha o'selamala. But Rashi... Right, fights against the extant girsa of the Gemara, even changes it in one place, and Rashi says the issue here is not so much the issue of birshuso, but really the issue of... Go ahead, Rami.
Ilos?
Yeah. So this is the Gemara where we'd want to really begin to develop our... very strong sense of, well, what are we talking about in terms of Bali Ra, Bali Matzeh, the Ophia Mechayiv, Bailus and Rishus, Bailus or Rishus, Rishus or Bailus, what exactly is at play? Are we talking about formal legal ownership, right? Rashi obviously is pushing very much in that direction. Lav Birshusehu means our interest is Eno Shalo. And for Rashi, it's very convenient that there's the example right along with Bali Ra Bali Matzeh of Bor Birshus HaRabim. Because how does Rashi interpret that line in the Gemara? He says, well, after all, it's in the Birshus HaRabim, right? So that by definition means that it's... Where is it? Ilan, go ahead.
The person doesn't have bailus.
Exactly. It's Hefker. It's Mufka from individual bailus. Right? You know, you would think that... You know, if somebody would tell you that there's an important Rashi about Hefker in the first parak of Psachim, you would think that they were very confused, you know, and that they're confusing their Rashis with their Tosfosin, but they'd actually be right in a very profound way. So, evidently, you know, this is something which is extremely important for us to take under consideration. So Rashi here on Daf Vavam and Beis is making the point that when we talk about Einan Birshuso Shel Adam, V'asan HaKosov Ki'ilu Hein Birshuso, or as Rashi would say, Shnei Dvarim Einan Shalo, V'asan HaKosov Ki'ilu Birshuso, that the really core of the issue in terms of Bali Ra Bali Matzeh has to do with whether or not we're concerned for formal legal ownership, or let's call it access rishus, control over the chametz. Now, of course, the dichotomy may be somewhat misleading in light of the clear differentiation between the psukim themselves, and this will be highlighted, as you guys will begin to see, in your, you know, limud on Dav Hei Amud Beis, Dav Vav Amud Aleph. So let's take a look over at the psukim. Okay, so Yair, here are the actual, you know, that was just the hakdama. Now let's get into the psukim. We'll review the Rambams. We'll do the point of comparison in terms of Lo Sach mode, and we'll be off and running. Okay, so Yair, take it away. Shivas Yamim.
Shivas Yamim, Sporli Matav Asichem, Kikol Ochel Machmetzet, Benichrita, Hanefesh Ahi, Edas Yisrael, Bager Uvezra Achar.
So this is one of those sources where we definitely contemplated the possibility of Gzera Daraisa, right? Kikol Ochel Machmetzet, Benichrita, Hanefesh Ahi, Edas Yisrael, that maybe Balimatze really is Gzera Daraisa. That's why you shouldn't have it Bivatechem. But the language here is Matsui. We already remember in the Bali Atosos that to cross the threshold into Matsui, it has to be Ben Sion, if you don't mind just reminding us. It's only really considered Matsui. It's only considered something which is subject to your Rishos or control if you have...
Rishos?
Well, basically what we're saying is that the threshold for Rishos, Noam, is... What's that, Noam?
Get the Amakoma.
You have to have what?
Like, you have to know, like, where it is.
Yeah, Yedia, exactly right. Remember that was that line in Tosfos, who's building off of our Gemara. Okay, so lots to see here, but especially in light of the comparison. Okay, so, Yair?
Masus Yachal, Eid Shibas Hayamim, Velo Yira'el Chachamit, Velo Yira'el Chasor, Bechol
Kulach. Okay, so here the emphasis is not on the bias, what is actually directly accessible to you in your bias, and therefore it's less of a concern of a gezeira d'oraisa. But here, of course, the issue is b'chol gevulecha, because what the mechayiv here, Yair, just based on the simple reading of the psukim, what would you say is really at stake when it comes to bal yira? Does it sound like rishus matzo yetzlocha? Rather, the emphasis is clearly on...
You just seeing it. Just yourself seeing it. It's not about the actual physical...
Okay, Avi, go ahead.
Bailus.
Right. So, when we talk about Bailus Bailimatze and whether or not the emphasis is Bailus or Rishus, Avi, you know, Lefum Riata, we would say, the answer is, it...
Depends.
You got it. It depends whether you're talking about Bal Yira'ah or Bal Yimatzeh. Remember Marshal's Girsa in Rashi, but here from a much more fundamental perspective, not just because you don't happen to be able to see it, but more importantly, right, because there just may be a totally different orientation to these two lavin. One lav is really oriented towards personal ownership, and the other lav is oriented towards access. And again, all of the diukim then make perfect sense. Bias versus the gvulin. Gzeira d'oraisa versus a freestanding iser. Right? Shimi, it would be perfectly logical to say that which is in your bias should and can be subject to gzeira d'oraisa. That which is, you know, 3,000 yards away, you know, be a... Chashash Rachok in terms of Gzeira Doraisa, but it's still formally under your ownership. Okay, so let's review, you know, what we've seen in the Rambam many times, but we always go back over it because we always approach it Mizavid Acheret. So let's, you know, approach these Rambams in the Sefer HaMitzvos from a Bailus and Rishus perspective. And then again, I just want to do the very quick comparative work with the famous Losach Mod issue that we have seen. Okay, so Ilan Goldstein. This is the Rambams in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Again, I apologize for the repetition, but I don't apologize because, you know, we always want to be fresh you know, to make the diukim from new perspective. HaMitzvah Masai Misha Siranu.
Shelo Yira Chameit Bechol Gevulenu Kol HaSheva Yamin Vehu Amru Velo Yira Lecha Chameit Velo Yira Lecha Seor Bechol Gevulecha Ve'in ilu shnei lavin b'shnei aninim.
Inyanim, abalheim b'inyan echad, meaning don't think that chametz and se'or are, you know, completely two different lav. And Abiyar Amru, pasach hakasav b'chametz v'siyim b'se'or lo mer l'cha haynu chametz haynu se'or kelomar in hefresh. Okay, right. So in the world of Ba'ira, which is very fascinating, that comes first, there's really no difference between Se'or and Chametz. So now let me start with a really interesting diuk. Now that makes perfect sense in the world of Ba'ira. But Ilan Agus, why might that not make perfect sense in the world of Ba'imatze? Hainu Sora, Hainu Chametz, I could totally buy that from the standpoint of Bali Ra. But in terms of Bali Matze, maybe, maybe not.
It's about finding it and eating it. We're more concerned the person will eat it for Chametz than Sora.
Exactly right. That's I think, a very powerful Svara. Now, the interesting part is that when the Torah discusses Bali Matze, the Torah is careful to say that actually it applies to Se'or, right? That's the Chiddush. Okay. Maybe, Ilan, that militates against the whole notion of a Gzeira Daraisa. Shivas Yam Yisrael Yimatsi Vatechem Kiko Ochel Machmetzes V'nechresa HaNefesh Shahid. Okay. In any event, back to you, Ilan Goldstein. Misha Avar.
Misha Avar V'haniya Chameit B'rishiso Eino Chayev Malgos Ela Im Laka Chameit B'Pesach the karn o sheyia osa masa. The loshon ha tosefta ha nishayer chametz pesach ube mikayim kalayim v'chirim enoloka.
Right. So the way that we normally understand this is all still true is that this is just the Rambam's way of restating the halacha that there's no malkos on a lav she'ein bo maisa. Right. Which is the standard interpretation in Shas. Who happens to disagree with that? Which very prominent Amora is open to the idea of Malkos even on a lav shein bo maisa? Anybody happen to Spikius? Ilan, you have it?
Rish Lakish.
Rish Lakish, beautiful. Okay, so you would think that the Rambam is only stating here the principle that we paskin against Rish Lakish in this issue, right? Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, and there's only Malkos on a lav. But what's really interesting is, let's put on our Bailus versus Rishus goggles for a second. So one could read the Rambam as suggesting. Now, of course, you know, he stands by his position that if it's a lav she'ein bo maisa, because you practically speaking lack a maisa, you didn't try to purchase it, you didn't actually make it on Pesach, so there's not going to be any malkos. But what might be another way of kind of formulating this idea of either lokin or ein lokin? Mishavar v'niyah chametz birshuso eino chayev malkos ella im laka chametz pasach ukinao shiosa maisa. What might be one thought that percolates in our minds now that we're seeing this in a completely different light? Eitan Mermelstein?
There's no malkos if you violate it on a rishos level, but if you violate it on a bialos level, I guess, then there is malkos.
Beautifully said. Okay. That is, I think, a very important understanding, right? That if you attempt to make it shalom, and it can't be shalom, you can't, because it's an isser hana, right? Sorry, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. But if you attempt to exert bialos over it, right, laka chametz pesach ukino she'osa maisa. So then, that's going to be. We're going to look at that differently. That might make it something that we'd be willing to consider in terms of a lav sheyesh bo maisa. Now we'll see why this is so important in light of the Rambam's total view in a second, because the Rambam had an extremely subtle perspective on what is a lav sheyesh bo maisa, lav shein bo maisa. Okay, Reish Aleph, Ilan Goldstein. Okay, right. So it doesn't meet the standards of Bali Ra because it's not visualized and it's not lecha, it's just a pikadon. But hey, there's an even bigger chiddush of a lav, namely himatse, even if it's not lecha. Apparently, and even if it's not nira le'inayim. V'zeh gam kein lokin alav b'tnai. Sheyesh ha-maiseh kemo shizcharan lufi ha-sharashim shenichu b'masach ha-shavuos. Okay, go ahead. Ubiyar amru b'mekomos rabim.
Over by Ra'al Ba'imatzeh.
The Rambam, right, seems to believe in this trigger mechanism. You're not going to violate one without the other. Right? Shelo kishita samar shal. Ovitchilas masach ha-psachem izbaro mishvateh shtei mitzvos elu. Dav Heyomid Beis, which you guys will start looking at second period. V'shamis baru en yanim shehizir mehem be'amaro lo yira b'chol gevulcha. V'en yanim shehizir mehem be'amaro sor li yimatzi v'techem. V'sham hisboer ki yilmad kolav min ha'acher. V'zula sinyan ma'asha hayamore alav. Right, litain es ha'amor bazeh bazeh. V'litain es ha'amor bazeh bazeh, as the Gemara says. And now one final line, Ilan, that we'll see through, you know, new lenses.
V'shem ekayim chameit ba'pesach over b'shnei lavin al ba'yira u'ba'yimatzeh.
Right, and so as discussed, the idea of an active orientation, a rotze b'kiyuma orientation towards the chameitz is going to trigger the two lavin of ba'yira and ba'yimatzeh. Okay, so we have Eitan Mermelstein's comment in our back pocket. We have the Gemara, shnei dvarim einan b'rishuso shaladam v'asan akasav ki'ilu hein either shalo or b'rishuso, Rashi's issue, and now we're ready to bring things to a little bit of a discussion in light of the Rambam and the Ravid and Gzela Ve'aveda by Lo Sachmod, really made famous by Mori V'Rabbi of Rosenzweig, in terms of how we should understand the Rambam's broader shita of Alav She'esh Bo Maisa and Alav She'ein Bo Maisa, and this will be a perfect Nikudat Pticha to our analysis of Bali Rabba Yimatzeh along the axes of Bailus and Rishos. Okay. So let's take a look, and let's maybe have, who hasn't read yet today, Yaakov Sachs. Kol achomid avdo.
Kol achomid avdo, o almato, o beito v'kelav, shachavero, o davar she'ef, sharlo, she'yiknehu, menu v'hik bir, alav b'reim, yiv siro ad she'l l'kach she'ef. Shalakach umimenu af al pi shenatan lo damim rabim harize over below tase shenemar otach mode.
Okay, so even if you get, you know, the guy pays you, $3 million, right? The Rambam thinks you violated lo sach mode. So the Ravid says, what's going on here? Amar Ram below Amar Rotsa Ani. But if you said Rotsa Ani, so it's a sale, right? Tali v'zavin, zvini zvini. You know, even higher forms of pressure are acceptable. So the Ravid is already tipping his hand that he doesn't believe that this is an issue at all of lo sach mod, unless there's really, you know, coercion, like true coercion. If he says rotza ani, then how could you possibly say that this is a violation of lo sach mod? But the Rambam will go on to explain. Ve'en lokin alav zeh, mipnei she'en bo ma'isa.
Ve'en over bilav zeh, ah shikach ha'chevet she'chamad.
Right, so this set obviously the Ravid off, you know, just on a tizzy. The Ravid says, Amar Avram lo ra'isi.
Lo ra'isi tema galo mizeh.
Right. These two lines being next to each other in the Rambam is just absolutely too much for the Ravid to stomach. V'heichan ma'isa gadol minitilas ha'chefet. The Rambam says, "Ain over b'lavazat shikach ha'chefet shechamad." How in the world are you going to say that the absence of Malkos is an indication that it is a lav she'ain bo, right, ma'isa? That's absurd. Aval havale the meimar mideshu chayev b'tashlumin. The Ravid l'shitaso. Why is there no Malkus? Because, right, anytime there's tashlumin, ein lokin alav. Sharehu kigazlan. You're not an actual gazlan, right? Because you still paid for it, but you're kigazlan because you basically coerced the person. Shechayev l'hashiv is agzeilu l'fikach ein aloka. V'gam zeu chayev l'hashiv achefetz l'baylem. And really, the whole thing should be undone, right? You have to return it to the Bailim. So they can both agree that there's no Malkos, but for completely different reasons. Who can briefly explain why the Ravid is totally Lashitaso? What's the Ravid, these two comments of the Ravid being completely Lashitaso? The Ravid says that the whole problem here is it's kigezela. It's as if you mug the guy. Gzela, right, is by force. Right? And that's why there's no malkos here. Right? Because hareu kigazlan, veheshevis agzela, shar gazal. And the whole thing should be undone. So how is that Lashitasa with the previous comment of the Ravid? Because what did the Ravid establish? That if Eitan, go ahead.
That he doesn't want to sell it to you, so therefore like it's like you forced him, you sold it for
exactly. Him. But if he said Rotsa Ani, right? Okay, I agree, right? So then there's nothing to talk about. There's no violation, there's no losachmo, there's no Nitan Leheshavon, there's no Hareu Kigazlan. So the Rambam obviously disagrees with all of that. So let's understand why and then say what we have to say about, you know, Bali Rabbi Yimatze. Okay, go ahead, Yaakov. Kinyan Shenemar.
Kinyan Shenemar. Lo tachmo kesev is a hava lehem, la kakta lach. Kuma sheish bo maase. Kol mit'av ve beita o yishto vechilav shal chavirav.
So that's an earlier stage. Taiva, you develop an attraction to it.
Nechein kol kayote bahen mishar dvarim she'ev sharlo liknotan mimenu.
So the Ravid has no problem with this, right? Lotis ave means, you know, that you've developed this attraction to it and you've begun, you have the hirhurim, you start to have ruminations and reflections about how exactly you're going to be able to get this. But, again, losachmod is defined, right, much more for the Rambam, v'hichvid alav v'reyim, v'hiftzir bo, right, until your actual acquisition, losachmod is when you cross over into the realm of Maisa, right? Eino over b'lav zeh, the shiur is ad shikach achevet shechamad. That's what set the Ravid off. Well, what do you mean it's alav shein bo Maisa? That seems to be gufa the chiluk between los achmod and los hisave. It's a very, very powerful question that the Ravid has against the Rambam. So in any event, let's go on a little bit further. Right? The Ravid would tell you the chimod is gazel. Shim lo ratzu abaylim limkor.
Afal pishe hirba lahem bedamim vehifzir bereim yav... Yavo lide gazal shenamar, v'chamdu batim v'gazalu, avim amdu habalim b'fanav lahatsu mamono o mina uhu, milgzol, yavo lide shvichos dampim, tzeluma b'nimase achav b'navod.
Exactly, right? And, you know, that's all confirmed by, you know, the basic principle that we have in Chazal, which is that, you know, Adam Ba'u al Mamono. That's the entire underpinning of the Sugya Babi Machteres, Nimsa Kirodev. So, the great contribution of Mori Virabi to this discussion, right, the Ravid's seeming, you know, Pircha Gemura against the Rambam, was to make the argument that the Rambam had a very, very subtle definition of what constitutes a lav sheish bo maisa and a lav she'ein bo maisa. Clearly, the Rambam says that a tenai to violate losachmod is committing a maisa, namely purchasing, establishing your ownership over this chefetz. And over b'lav hazeh ad sheikach es hachefetz v'afilu b'damim rabim v'afilu, according to the Rambam, amar rotz ani. But Ben Zion, what is the mechayev according to the Rambam? What is it that makes it a lav she'ein bo maisa?
The internal thought process of wanting it.
Right, so the obsessionality that began with Lo Tzisave, Taiva, the Rambam is very careful to come back and say, maybe Lidei Chibud. That created the framework of Lo Sachmud. So it's true that Gufa, the distinction between Lo Sachmud and Lo Tzisave, is that Lo Sachmud is only violated once you establish ownership over the object. But you cannot extract, if you will, Ben Zion, the losis ave, right, from the losachmod. The mechayev, with the essential violation, is still, right, the fact that internally you became so obsessed with this particular chayfetz that you had no recourse but to Hiftzir bo bireim ad shikach menu esachepetz. So for the Rambam, clearly a maisa is necessary to establish something as a lav sheish bo maisa, but not sufficient. And though sachmod is ground zero for that, it's necessary but not sufficient for something to be defined as a lav sheish bo maisa. There must be an action involved, as there is in Lo Sachmod, Nikita Sachefetz, but there also must be a fundamental Mechayev that is action-oriented. And this, of course, now takes us back to Bali Ra'a, Bali Matze, either both, or at least one of the two. So when the Rambam said that he was open to the possibility, Eitan, that there could be Malkos, Midin, Bali Ra'a, Bali Matze, that it could constitute a lav sheyesh bo maisa, bitnai, that a person actually had some action, he was mechametz, or he attempted to be kona. What is the Rambam really saying? Once you plug in the lo sachmod parameters, what's the Rambam really saying?
I'm not sure, Rabbi, I'm sorry.
Ben Zion?
I would say that in order to accomplish that, you need to have either an internal wanting for it or just the physical status of owning it without a maisa.
But again, with the Rambam, we already established the world of Losachmod that you need two criterion, right, in terms of Malkos. You actually need an action, right, Nikita Sachevitz, but that's not enough in Losachmod because the Mechayev is really Shein Bo Maisa, because it's an obsession. So if the Rambam is willing to contemplate Malkos when it comes to Bali Ra, Bali Matze, as long as there is a physical action, as long as that criterion is satisfied, what does that mean in terms of his belief with respect to the Mechayev? By definition, it's a logical truism. Noam? That the Mechayev must be... Yeah. Must be highly action-oriented. Otherwise, it would just be back into the category of Lo Sachmod. You can do a Maisa, but if the Mechayiv really weren't a Maisa, there still wouldn't be Malkos. So the Mechayiv of Bali Ra'a, Bali Matze, this is really fascinating. It's a very, very subtle way of getting to this point, which we'll see Beferush in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Chametz Matzah. But the Rambam very, very clearly had a robust understanding of the Mechayev of Bal Yira'a, Bal Yimatze. Very robust. It's not something akin to Lo Sachmod, where a person, Balev, developed this sense of, attachment to an object, and it corrupted them, ad kedei kach, that they had to take a Maisa. For the Rambam, that's still a lav she'ein bo maisa. The Malkos relates to the essential definition. Apparently, when it comes to Bali Ra'a, Bali Matze, for the Rambam, the only question is whether or not that second criterion is satisfied, whether there's an actual physical concrete maisa. So that's why you could get off the hook of Malkos if you had already acquired it. Because then all that happened is that the clock turned to Tesvav Nisan, right? Not Yadalad, not like the Ravid says, right? Not Yadalad Lachar Chatzos, Rameven Yavin, right? But actually Tesvav. And it's not about Haminiyah Chameid Spirishus. As long as you can satisfy that second criterion, that there was some active Maisa that was performed here, the Rambam says, I'm on board. Malkos. Now, if you were a betting man, Noam Barinholtz, if you were willing to put down some cash based on this analysis, would you say the Rambam's understanding of the Mechayev, not my house, okay, Noam? Yours.
No, I'm not betting my house.
All right. But we want you to have some skin in the game here, okay? Would you say the Rambam would have an understanding that the Mechayev was merely association, with this chametz or actual formal ownership over the chametz? If you just had to guess, based on this conceptual paradigm that we've laid out.
I think actual ownership.
Yeah, I would agree. If I were developing a hypothesis based on this analysis, I would say, well, it's got to be for the Rambam. If the only question that he thinks is unresolved, as far as Malkos is concerned, by Bali Rabbi Matzeh is there some physical action that I can point to? Oh, there it is. He went to go buy the chametz. Oh, there it is. He was mechametzed. That means that in essence, at its core, the Rambam understood Bali Rabbi Matzeh to be unlike Lo Sachmod, not some kind of an Avera Shebalev, but fundamentally in Avera and a Mechayev that reflects a highly active posture. Right? Your very robust and concrete connection to this Chametz. Not merely association, not merely affiliation, not merely Matzoy or Rishus, but actual bailus. The Torah said, you cannot own this chametz on Pesach. So the only tnai that has to be satisfied is the tnai of, okay, but did I do something kol shiva yamim that has an active component? Oh, there it is. We got him. He went into Costco. There it is. He's at the cash register. Malkos. Otherwise, in what sense is it any different than Lo Sachmod? Rotzeh b'kiyumo is apparently not enough. Okay, that's very important. There's a very strong foundation for the Isra of Bali Ra Bali Matzeh L'shitas HaRambam, and all you need is that second Tanai to be fulfilled. The Tanai of a concrete Maisa. And once you're there, you're there. And so, Noam, you'll see in short order that your hypothesis is absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. And the Rambam understands and assumes, with major chidushim, disputed by many Rishonim, but that the Rambam understands and assumes that the platform from which we would consider the question of Malkos or no Malkos is the platform of Bailus. Licha. One final point, and then I'll let you guys go do Chavrusa. I'll go Davin Mincha. It's fascinating in the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, right? Because the Rambam starts off with what is the fundamental lav? And then what is the lav that the Rambam says, oh, this is the big chiddush lav. This is the one where you wouldn't have expected it. This is the lav that says, you know, even things that, you know, you really wouldn't have believed are part of this Isser, you know, we're still going to expand the definition of the Isser. How does the Rambam set it up? What's the natural Isser and what's the mechudash Isser, so to speak? In the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Barinholtz, you want to do the clean sweep here?
Sorry, that's the question.
Okay, anybody got it? Who's got it? Rami?
The natural Isser is Bal Yirah, and then the Chiddush Isser is Bal Yirah.
No doubt. No doubt. Bal Yirah comes first. Bal Yirah says, you know, and despite the fact that you can't see it, it's not really under your ownership, but hey, the Torah expanded its definition. Now again, in the Psukim, the fascinating thing is, Rami, this is really interesting, right? What do we find in the Psukim themselves? The fact of the matter is, Bal Yimatzeh actually came before Bal Yirah. But the Rambam, as he often does, right, he just sort of repackaged the entire discussion. Very important. So Lo Sachmod provides us with a critical inference. If the Rambam is only interested in the Malkos question at a very technical level, that he feels that the fundamental issue has already been reconciled, the fundamental question as far as what is the nature of this Mechayev, Is it purely some kind of a rotze bekiyum o balev, such as lo sachmod? Then the Rambam would have never gotten off the ground with this discussion of did you actually do a maisa on Pesach? Clearly the Rambam understood that that question had been resolved. And the reason that Noam argues, or Noam's hypothesis, it's a very good one, as to why the Rambam believes that question has been resolved, is that Bal Yiran Bal Yimatze is fundamentally unlike Lo Sachmod. Because it does not rely on some kind of a taiva balev at its core. It's predicated on something that we can define in a fundamental sense as a lav sheyesh bo maisa. Because the lav rests on the foundation of your ownership and acquisition of this chametz. So if that happened before Pesach, you could get off on a technicality. You didn't do a lav at the right time. Were it an issue of matzoi, were it a bal yimatzei dominated conversation, my gara milosach mode. What's the active orientation? It's just that it's affiliated to you. Somebody stuck it in your house. So Noam, your inference, your extrapolation is exquisite. The platform on which the Rambam was willing to have the conversation about should there be Malkos or not, was there actually a Mais on Pesach, is the platform which assumes that the Mechayiv, which is in place already, was active. At some point, you came to be the owner of this chametz. You made it. You bought it. V'chule. Okay?